KGYM is here to cover everything you need to know about sports betting in Iowa. This is WagerWise, sponsored by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort.
And welcome back to another edition of WagerWise, as Alex and I are joined by Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside, Iowa, located inside Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Stop on in, check out the Draft Day Lounge. More on that coming up in just a little bit. But Jake, we always refer to the day after the Major League Baseball All-Star Game as the slowest day in sports. But with the NBA bleeding into July now, we actually have Game 4 of the NBA Finals tonight. So I'm sure you guys are looking forward to that.
Yeah, we are. It's been quite the finals run here, starting all the way back in May. But yeah, the lines are up on the site. We've got plenty of prop bets to go with them. And the Bucks are favored, so we always see a lot of action, getting down to it this end of the season, especially with the Bucks. So should be a good game tonight. It's been a good atmosphere and draft day here at Riverside, so we're excited to see where it leads.
Yeah, the Bucks right now, 4.5-point favorite total on the game tonight, 220.5. And you go to elitesportsbook.com and look at the tab. There are 70-plus wagering offerings for the game tonight. So not just the game and the total, but individual player props, alternate spreads, alternate totals. You guys really do a great job of offering a number of ways for people to wager on the game.
Yeah, thank you. Our risk team has been very busy lately, adding as much as they can. The regulators allow us, so we're excited to offer that to our guests.
It's interesting, Jake, because this time of year usually is pretty slow, but with the change in the calendar, we have the NBA going on, as we just mentioned, Major League Baseball coming back. We'll get to that in a second. But the Open Championship, the British Open, taking place this weekend, and you guys have the odds up with the favorites already, so people can bet on the British Open.
Yeah, we're excited for that, too. A lot of hype, the John Deere Classic last weekend, the Opens this weekend. Lines are up. We even have a bunch of prop bets for golf as well, so check those out. Head-to-head matchups have been really popular lately. It's exciting to see Spieth coming in third for odds to win. I think he was plus 1,400 or 1,400 last time I looked. But, yeah, it should be a good weekend.
Yeah, he's holding it 14-1 right now. Brooks Koepka, a popular choice because this is a major event at 13-1, and the field against John Rahm right now. John Rahm has the lowest odds at 8-1. Some other notable names on the list: you got Rory McIlroy at 19-1, Dustin Johnson at 20-1, and Victor Hovland, perhaps a name to watch there if you're looking for a little bit longer odds, 25-1. Patrick Cantlay at 30-1. Of course, no Zach Johnson. The former Open Championship had to withdraw due to a positive COVID-19 test. All-Star Game was yesterday. We got Major League Baseball getting ready to return later this week. And you guys are dipping right back into the water with a home run promotion. What's that about?
Yeah, exactly. So highly recommend people follow us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all the usuals at Elite Sportsbook, just to follow our promotion. So this one will start on Friday and go through Sunday. So your first MLB wager that's over $50 will qualify you as part of our $5 home run promotion. So every home run that's hit in that game that you wagered that $50 on, you'll get $5 back. No matter what team you wagered on. So kind of a fun promotion. We'll be running it later in the month as well. But, starting Friday, going through Sunday, and like I always say, make sure to check the promotions page and the terms and conditions on Friday before you place those wagers so you understand fully what you're getting into.
Jake, we've tried to reiterate that the Elite Sportsbook Draft Day Lounge, the unofficial, the official, whatever you want to call it, home for UFC. If you need a fight through the summer, through wherever, UFC 265 is coming up, you can go to the Draft Day Lounge and watch the fight. I got to ask, what was this past weekend like for the McGregor-Poirier third fight?
It was a great atmosphere. If anyone watched the fight you know, I think it was the break heard around the world. So it's hyping up, you know, possibly for another rematch, just depending on how everything goes. But the atmosphere is great at draft day. You know, it was crowded. People were standing even outside of draft day trying to peek in and get a glimpse at the TV. So, coming up in August here, we'll be showing the next fight. So come on down. And, you know, going forward throughout the rest of the year, we've confirmed we'll be showing every UFC major event. So if you're ever looking for a place to watch the fights with no cover, definitely check out Draft Day. You know, fun local beers on tap, some unique stuff come out of the kitchen. Definitely something to check out.
UFC 264, the second most purchased pay-per-view in the promotion's history. So you can talk about the growth of UFC, and I think maybe the pandemic had a lot to do with that because for a while there it was the only thing going on. UFC 265, August 7th, with the headliner Ciryl Gane and Derek Lewis in a heavyweight battle, a women's bantamweight event with Amanda Nunes, the champion there, perhaps the best fighter in the UFC right now. Certainly going to have to really put some money down if you're looking to profit on her. She's going to have some pretty long odds as the heavy favorite against Juliana Pena. I got to ask you about this. I've never in my life bet on the Olympics before, Jake, but are you guys doing anything with the Olympics getting underway this month?
Yes, we are. So there's a little bit of a caveat. Iowa regulators have some pretty strict rules about, you know, what bets qualify, what are going to be allowed for the Olympics. So we are kind of still ironing that out with them. But we do plan to run a promotion when the games start, you know, coming up here in the next week or so. So definitely watch our social media channels for that, too, because we'll be doing some fun Olympic futures promotions, you know, just depending on the regulations.
All right, Jake, appreciate it as always. The website again, elitesportsbook.com. Make sure if you don't have the app downloaded that you download it, and we'll be checking in with you again next week.
Perfect. Sounds good, guys. Have a good one.
That is Jake from Elite Sportsbook in Riverside. And Alex, do we have a series on our hands tonight? Game 4 returning. I believe tip-off is set for 8 o'clock in Milwaukee. A lot of people thought Suns in 4, Suns in 5. Milwaukee comes back and picks itself up off the mat in Game 3. Do we have a series?
I think we have a very interesting Game 4. And the home teams in this series so far have dominated, and the Bucks were able to dominate Game 3. But man, the Suns at plus 170 on the money line and plus 5 for the contest is certainly going to be very intriguing for a lot of people as this game inches a little bit closer. We're just a couple hours from tip-off.
The games have not been close, which is difficult to look and say Phoenix plus 4.5 looks like a perhaps tempting option tonight with the games being blowouts. You'd look and say Milwaukee minus 4.5, easy money. I know Matt Perrault on Pushing the Odds earlier today leaning toward Phoenix and the points tonight, but not confident enough to go Phoenix and the money line. Again, the money line, Phoenix paying back $1.65, Milwaukee the $1.85 favorite. Total here, 220.5. One of these days, the under is going to come in on this series, but it has been over for the most part. A lot of points being scored. And Elite also has the price, the series price right now. Phoenix is still the heavy favorite to win the championship at minus 245. You can get the Bucks. If you're a believer in Milwaukee, you can get them at plus 205 right now. And that price is not going to last if they win tonight and even the series. So if you want to grab 2-1 there, a plus 205 on Milwaukee if you're a backer of the Bucks. Baseball returning. We mentioned getting underway the rest of this week. They still have some futures available. The World Series odds at elitesportsbook.com. The Dodgers are still the odds-on favorite at 7-2, Houston at 6-1, the Mets at 7-1, and I got to tell you, the White Sox and the Padres at 8-1 right now look pretty intriguing to me. It's a pretty good value there on a White Sox team that only figures to improve at the trade deadline and improve as it gets some guys back from the injured list.
Yeah, some of those futures for the second half are intriguing. The Padres in third place in the division. We haven't talked about the NL West a whole lot, but kind of a logjam right there with three really good teams. But Todd, I got to say, when you look at the Elite Sportsbook website and you see those week one lines, those week one NFL lines up, including the Cowboys and Buccaneers, it tells you we're just a couple months away from the start of the football season and a few weeks away from training camp getting underway in the NFL and in college football.
The college football futures are available as well. You can get Iowa State at 20-1 to win a national championship this year. We spent a little bit of time in the first hour of the program today discussing Matt Campbell's comments at Big 12 Media Today. Iowa 75-1 if you think the Hawkeyes are going to win the national. Well, you don't even have to necessarily think they're going to win the national championship. Sometimes it's fun to just say I put $5 down on my favorite team to win the title. Let's go ahead and call this another edition of WagerWise. And as always, the segment available on our website, kgymradio.com. You can check out past editions of WagerWise as well, including last week's conversation between Alex and Jay Rude, the senior risk manager at BetWorks.
WagerWise on KGYM is a paid presentation brought to you by Elite Sportsbook at Riverside Casino and Golf Resort. Check them out at elitesportsbook.com.